Buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches, at whatever time you're watching our show and you're tuning in. Welcome to Business Matters with Laura Nowlin podcast. And first, I want to start off by giving a big shout out to our sponsors, Andrea Michelle. She's the one behind the scenes creating all this magical things just happening here with our show. She's the one who actually has the studio. She has four different types of rooms, so make sure that you reach out to Creativa Consulting at 702-296-6242. Why can't you be a podcaster? I didn't think I could, and look at me. Yay! Having fun. And I also want to give out a shout out to our makeup artist today. It was Patty Rubio, and her number is 702-518-3422. And my hairdresser, man, for the last almost, God, I would say over 10 years, Maria Bolivar. She's with Beauty and Wellness. And her number is 702-845-9696. And I cannot forget CS Now Staffing. We wouldn't be here without CS Now Staffing, where we are here to serve the community and not to be served. If you're looking for top talent to basically get good workers, create a winning team of professionals, please give us a call at 702-902-2448. And then let me go ahead and welcome our special guest. God, Becky, I've known you for years. So Becky Stoneberger, she's the owner of the Beacon Center. So welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Laura, for having me here today.
Yes, I want to say that we met with, was it the Christian Women's Group, right?
Yes.
With Christy Eccles.
Yes.
This was and even before COVID.
It. Yes, it was well before COVID where we got together with over at CS. See us now and your conference room there, and we would have nice support for those Christian business women who are out there building a business and needed the strength of God with us.
Absolutely. And we did have that happen in that room, didn't we?
We did. There was some wonderful things.
So Becky, are you originally from Las Vegas?
I'm not. Actually, I'm from St. Louis.
Okay.
Or a suburb thereof. But yes, I moved away from St. Louis in 1998. And so I basically landed. We were six states in 5 years, and silly enough to buy houses in each one of them. You know, when you're young and raising a young family, you do what you got to do. And we were on the journey in hospitality. That's what my husband was in. So hospitality has been always since I've been married at age 19. We're getting ready on Saturday to have our 39th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. So, you do what you got to do to believe that you're doing the best for your family. And kept getting, he was so good that the companies kept transferring him to bigger and better until we ended up here in Vegas. So that's how we managed to get here.
How many years ago?
We arrived here in 2003, and he got out of working for the company, that same company. After a little while, I couldn't do it with my family anymore, and now kids in school and so forth. So we had to make a decision to part ways from that particular company so we wouldn't continue getting the transfers around. And he's had good journey, still in hospitality, until I was with Beacon Center, was able to retire him.
Look
right
at that.
What is it? On the 11th, in a few days, it will be 3 years.
Congratulations. So that's exciting.
That has been my goal, is to get it where we don't need to be rich. God takes care of that, and we just need to pay our bills and be comfortable and to make sure our children don't have to take care of us when we're old. That's it. Plan ahead. I can't take it with us.
No, that's what I was just going to say. We're not taking any of this with us
exactly.
at all.
So, you know, we've got plans. 7 more years, we'll be retiring, and we want to sell it all and move to Myrtle Beach. And we lived in Myrtle Beach is one of our stops, and we loved it there, and we want to go back there. So our grandkids at that point will be teenagers. So, you know, we've done our part.
Yes,
at that point.
Yes. And you have to enjoy your husband, your spouse, while you can still travel and do things. Because what's the use of then leaving work at the end when you can no longer work at all? When you're not physically able to work.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? No, we've got to stop working when we're still able to work so that we can enjoy life. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm trying to get all my children to take on some piece of a part of the business. You know, I have three different, what I say, different arms that I've been growing. One is a nonprofit organization. One is a for-profit organization. And then this podcast. This podcast right now is the marketing arm of CS Now Staffing. But eventually, I planned it to be its own thing, a marketing firm.
Right.
And so I'm heading that direction, and I keep asking the kids, so what part do you want? Where do you feel happy? Because there's one thing that's horrible. When you have your children involved in your business, and I don't know if this has happened to you, but for me, I've been in business for the last 10 years. My kids have had the opportunity to step in and step out because I never wanted them to say, you made me do this.
Right.
You know? So when they would say, I'm going to have a baby. I want to go to the military. I want to go to college. I want to go learn this. It was like, okay. Pivot,
right?
And the doors are open when you're ready to come back.
Yeah. Well, fact be told, my oldest daughter was very involved in the starting of the Beacon Center. She's extremely good with documents and organization, making up checklists and forms. And that's what you need when you start any type of business.
Yes.
You need somebody who can crunch those numbers, keep track of what you're spending and what your opening costs are, especially if you do have a dream to maybe franchise or pass it on to the next generation. And then school got out and the daycare situation, she was still a young mom and it just wasn't a good fit for her. So she stepped out. She has not chosen to step back in. She talks about and jokes that maybe when I die, she will. My other daughter is in the airline industry. She has no interest in being family. She's got FAA on her mind and being an auditor on her dream list. So both of my girls need to chase their dreams, and I support that. So, but the one that ended up helping me start it, I don't know what I would have done without her, where I would be today if it wasn't for her organization. Because, well, between the two of us, we're very much alike. And so we were able to get the business open. And from conception in our mind to open, it was 5 weeks, which it was God-driven.
Right.
And I gave credit to that. And still to this day, whatever happens, when we have our highs, we have our lows, that's what's supposed to happen.
And so, Becky, you have two kids then?
I do. I have two girls, both grown. One of them with blessed me with two grandchildren. So I have a son, or a grandson, and a granddaughter. And then she's maybe in the process of giving me two bonus children, grandchildren. We'll see if that will ever come. But, you know, no rush. It's her life, and we wanted her to do it her way. So.
Yeah, you shared how you couldn't have really done it without your daughter because she was the one helping you. I started it with all my three kids.
Right. I think I met some of them.
Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie you met.
Yes.
And probably even Salvador. Michael, probably not, because Michael's always been the silent investor.
Yeah,
he goes,
I don't remember
him. He's like, Mom, I'm the one that cuts the check when you need it.
That's nice.
But the other two have been involved. Salvador, actually, when we first started, he was in a combat zone. He was in Afghanistan in the army. And I wrote to him and told him that I was thinking of starting a business. And so he helped me through the process. When I created the logo and we picked the name and did all that, he would write back to me and tell me, as soon as I get back, that logo's gone. He hated our logo. He absolutely hated it. But my daughter, she came in, and when she came in, the first thing she learned is how to clean the toilets, to clean the bathrooms.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep. My grandson has been coming to the venue, and he thinks he's going to take over his papa's job.
Yes.
His papa's job is cleaning.
Cleaning the toilets.
Yeah. Yes. So they go after an event, after a meeting or an event. He's not as much since summer just because of school activities and falling. He bowls on Saturdays, so that affects a Friday night event. But Papa will pick him up, and then he'll either spend the night and Papa will take him home in the morning. And we call him Papa, even though, you know, it's probably time for him to get an older name, considering the kids are 15 and 13 at this point. But he's still their Papa. And I'm still their Grammy.
Isn't it awesome that we're able to include our grandchildren?
Yes, and I hope that it goes. But we do have a goal of putting the business up for sale. Actually, May 18th, 2032.
Oh, nice. That's, you still have some ways, so keep building.
Yeah, 7.5 more years. My husband will be 70. Mm-hmm. And so he'll take his retirement. I'll be able to take mine the August before that. So we'll be ready with planning ahead and, you know, investing right and so forth, and having a good investor, somebody that is really tried and true and we have gotten to know well. So he's done well. So we're going to be ready.
Good, good. So why don't we talk a little bit more about your event center? A little bit more about it, what type of services you guys offer there, and how large it is.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So when I, what born the event center, the Beacon Center, is I had a networking group that I owned, and there were different levels of membership where some included coaching and some levels did not. And I got to the point where I was hosting 40 to 60 people, and what I found was the hotels were, I was using hotel space, and they were doubling the price every 6 months. And I had no choice but to tolerate it until one day I got that final double, and I had to realize that I was no longer in business for myself. I was in business for those who were attending, but I was not taking care of my own family. So I went, and that's a scary feeling.
I know.
It's a scary feeling when you flatline.
Right?
And, yeah.
When you're like, holy moly, I'm not making any money. I just keep on investing money and making everyone else rich.
Right. And as a woman business owner, that's the last thing you want out there as an image also, is that this woman failed. And, you know, especially a strong woman, because I was growing into a strong woman, so I was growing in my own journey as well with the networking group and the coaching and so forth. And then I realized that this isn't going to work, and I went on Craigslist. I found the Beacon Center, the address where we still are today, and we opened with a television out of our bedroom on the wall. I ordered chairs and tables from Sam's Club, which we still use to this day in different format, but we still use them.
Yeah.
And ordered some tablecloths and opened my doors. And little by little, it took a couple years of the income coming in and reinvesting. Mm-hmm. And when I opened, decided that business owners here in Vegas don't have facilities available to them at an affordable price where they can hold a standard employee meeting. So I ordered 80 chairs actually, and with that 65-inch TV up on the wall and a podium that I purchased from a used thrift store and a front desk from a used thrift store or furniture store, and opened my doors, never had a red month. Businesses never had a red month, even the month that I opened, until pandemic. And I serve businesses, so meeting space for employee meetings, workshops, seminars, classes, trainings. And then I kept getting phone calls. would you allow baby showers? Would you allow birthday parties? And I, mm-hmm. nope. First 6 months, nope. And I went, wait a minute, you're a business strategist. What are you doing?
Right.
This is a
say no to the money.
Exactly. And what would you tell your client? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a multiple stream of revenue. So I only needed it for 4 hours on Thursday mornings. Why not?
Right.
So around, as long as it didn't affect businesses, why not? Mm-hmm. And then right before, and so we grew and successful from there is with businesses, meetings, repeat clients. I've got some clients that come back every year. I have some clients that come back every week, every month. It's just different clients that use the space for different reasons. We've got a church. We've had a church since the day we opened.
Nice.
That's been important to us.
Yes.
In the beginning, we comped that church because it was important.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, since recovering from pandemic, that wasn't feasible. And we have a church that has a very low rates to stay at the venue because that's mm-hmm. important to me is to have that blessing over the building and over the business at all times. And I feel by making sure that we have that God in the building for sure, at all times, it's going to happen. So that's kind of where I come from. I don't freak out if I have a slow month because of being a business strategist. I was able to survive through pandemic. I'll be able to survive a month because of planning. I tell my customers, plan my clients, because I still do work with 5 customers with a waiting list. And they're all told, you got to have a year in advance. Mm-hmm. We all say that. Have a year put away. I'm an overachiever in everything I do. So I had 2 years, thank goodness, because the pandemic lasted for my type of business for much longer than a year. Because even when businesses were able to open for 50%, that still was, with a 6 foot, it still was only 10 people, 12 people in my building. So yeah. So before pandemic, we had an opportunity to get the unit that was right next door. And it would mean that the covered front porch and the steps up to our unit would be all ours with both sides. So we now have 2 units side by side. They can be rented separate. They can be rented together because a couple of years ago, we put a connecting door between them, a soundproof connecting door between them with the blinds in between so it can be private. And that's been well because that extended our fire code. So now we can handle business meetings in the one room. We can do meetings in auditorium with rows of chairs up to 80. We can go 120 as long as that extra space is open for fire code because it has to have the exits and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we comfortably can do classrooms for 51 with tables. Comfortably, we can squeeze more in. And then our other unit is a 25 auditorium, 14 classroom. So it's a smaller unit. So the larger unit is only 75 an hour and the bigger unit's only 50 an hour.
Well, that's not bad
and
at all.
And you can rent both of them.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a mix or match.
Mm-hmm.
We can take care of breakfasts and lunches. We can take care of banquets or buffets for the wedding clients. And basically, we can handle, other than the business meetings, we can handle from cradle to grave. So from that celebration or the gender reveal, which comes before the baby shower nowadays,
yes,
all the way to the celebration of life, which we do a lot of celebration of lives,
mm-hmm.
and we have some partnerships with some hospice companies where referrals that they send, we donate $100 to a charity of that organization, and many of the hospice have foundations, so. And we'll be able to donate $100 from every one of them back to their own foundation.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. It's a partnership. Mm-hmm. I'm very involved with the Vegas Chamber to the point that after a little while, I got tapped to be an ambassador for them. And
nice.
That has been so rewarding mm-hmm. in my business and in my journey. Because that's so important, is that we journey and we learn how to be better each time. Mm-hmm. I look at myself when I first started my business and I laugh and I'm like, really? I did business with myself, you know? And my, just, you learn how to present yourself better. You learn how to speak better, hopefully. I'm still working on that. But yeah, so that's kind of where we do. We have, or what we do, we've everything from anything you need. As far as social, we're comfortable with the 80 people and below.
Okay.
And we do have affordable packages. That's not the business hourly packages, but we do have Monday or Sunday through Friday, we have a do-it-yourself package where you get the room, tables, chairs, tablecloths, and you take it from there for 6 hours.
Does your space have a kitchen?
It does not have a cooking kitchen because I didn't want to have to deal with health departments and all that. I try to stay as affordable. And if I don't have to deal with alcohol, and I can explain, I have a alcohol company. So I have vendors for everything. Thank goodness for my relationships with the chamber.
Yes.
It's because I'm able to work out relationships. Mm-hmm. But we have a room that has the tables and it has a refrigerator and a microwave, which is what we're able to do without health issues, you know, and inspections and so forth. And then anything with catering, we do options. You can bring your own. Anything that we have is options. You can bring your own. You can use your own caterer. You can use our caterer. So it works for out-of-state customers, and it works for in-state. I have caterers. I have DJs. I have cake people. Whatever you need, check with me because I have somebody who understands that you're a person on a budget, which is what we look for.
How much room do you have for parking? Like how many stalls are there? Is there enough parking to have that whole capacity of the 80 people? Like if everyone drove their car there?
Yes. Okay. Typically the 80 people is a party of some kind. Mm-hmm. Those typically happen after 2 o'clock on a weekday. And so the parking lot is wide open.
Nice.
There's nothing going on. We are in an industrial area, which makes it, again, affordable. Not necessarily the most beautiful color of the building, but I don't have control of that. But when you walk in, it's almost like the Wizard of Oz when it turns from black and white to color, and you're just like,
nice.
You know, yeah. It's simple, no frills, everything you need for a successful event, and you're not paying for all the extras. So our selfie photo station, we don't have a set camera that's going to email you. Mm-hmm. You use your own phones. And nowadays, those phones are better than some of the cameras you can get. Mm-hmm. We do have an option, though, in part of our package, where we also put 6 digital cameras on the tables. And we'll upload those to a Google Drive. So lots of options. You can take them. You can leave them. Our Saturday packages, of course, are a little higher because we have to make our money and stay in business. And Saturdays, you can't do a business meeting for, you know, where you're making $300 and it's in the middle of a Saturday.
Yeah, and that wouldn't work.
Yeah, and we did that in the beginning because we needed to get our word out, or, you know, get our name out there. But as we've branded ourselves, and you talked about your logo with your children, and my logo was originally made on Fiverr with decision making with my child too, and we just rebranded, new logos, new signage and letterheads and you name it, and as we grow, our images grow and we learn. It's all about our journey. It really is.
It's been exciting, at least for me. I'm sure you know I've had ups and downs, times where the children were working and I wasn't even able to pay them. And they were literally doing everything for free.
Yeah.
You know, there was years it went on. Then finally I was able to get them on payroll, but I still couldn't get myself on payroll.
Right.
So it's nice to be in business for 10 years and to see that we've branded. I'm not going to say we're millionaires because we're not.
No.
Okay, we're not. But I can say that we branded enough where we're known in our state.
Right.
You know?
Right.
we're known in this little podcast that we just started. When I told someone, yeah, we have a podcast, and they're like, I should have known you have a podcast. Of course you have a podcast. You're Laura, right? Yeah.
And I really appreciate you inviting me. I've kind of set a 2025 goal to be on 12.
Oh, good.
Year.
So here, check one.
Check two. This is the second. So, yes. You know, we'll hopefully get some invitations to some more. And again, a journey. Mm-hmm. The practice makes perfect. And the more we can go on the journey, the more opportunities. Hey.
You know, and I've learned more, and even our team has learned more on the most expensive mistakes that we've made.
Yes.
Because those you do not forget.
I have to agree. I've had to recently set a limit on myself on, I don't sign any contract unless it's over X number of dollars, unless mm-hmm. I've had my creative director check it out. Mm-hmm. I've had my husband, who is my cohort and everything, and my mm-hmm. co-owner check it out. And then I send it to my attorney to check out now because you can get yourself caught up in some costly mistakes when you don't know through that journey.
Right. And then building that team sometimes can be difficult. For I know for us, when I first went to college, I actually wanted to be a CPA. So I started taking business classes and I ended up with an associate's degree in accounting. But when I went from a community college to a university, I knew there is no way that this personality or this person is going to be an accountant, right. Not going to be a CPA, right? And so I ended up changing my major to business with emphasis in marketing. I'm a people lover. I love people, not numbers, right? So I ended up graduating with a bachelor's of science degree. And where am I going with this? When I first started the business, I needed $500,000. I started with only $200, okay? I'm like, the first thing I need to hire someone to do the books. Yep. I can show you how to start QuickBooks. I can show you how to enter it, but I'm not going to do it. You're going to do it. So I had to hire someone to do that. As I grew, I was able to then bring on someone who was a CFO at a different company who's done that type of extensive work. I brought him in. He was able to train my son-in-law. He was able to train my one of my girls that I started when she was 16. She's now married and has kids and still with me. She's my payroll manager. But then through that journey, I finally got to the point where I needed to hire a CPA. Yep. Girl, let me tell you, that was the worst decision I could have made because I hired the wrong CPA.
Yes.
A CPA who wasn't passionate, who didn't care about the books, who really didn't care about anything. And really got me into some trouble, got triggered an audit, was a disaster. Mm-hmm. And I was now able to bring on a grant that was here in our state, COVID money. I was able to get a grant to redo my books of 2023 and do all of 2024. And the bookkeeper enrolled agent, all her expenses were covered. That was a blessing.
That is a blessing, yes.
Okay. But I can tell you, once she fixed the books and she showed me that I had spent, that I had invested of my personal money, my husband's money, my children's money, my money, $500,000, I cried. I said, I reached 10 years and it took me this long to find this out. I cried. I said, there's no way. I can't keep investing money in this business. I can no longer work for free. As much as I want to serve the community, I've got to now also charge, right? And then through that, another $500,000 in loans.
Oh, goodness, yes.
It's been a $1 million journey. It has. So we learn lessons along the way.
We do.
And we'll say like, okay, I won't do that again. But you know what? I love sharing my story, not just of my successes, but also of my failures.
Right.
What not to do, right?
Absolutely.
Just because someone says they're a CPA and they are a CPA, don't trust them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't trust them. You understand? Don't trust them.
Yes. I have found myself in several areas and mm-hmm. that I seem to not be able to learn in. And it's, the ones that I've hired that are, not as huge of a risk mm-hmm. have been wonderful. Mm-hmm. I start my bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. I learned, in church one day, And I don't know what it was in reference to, but what I came out away from it was, if you don't know how to do it, or not going to do it, or don't want to do it, you've got to hire it. Mm-hmm. And so the first person I hired was a bookkeeper.
Yes.
And I've still got that same bookkeeper to this day.
Oh, good job.
And then I hired a tax person mm-hmm. to do my taxes, because I wanted somebody between me and Uncle Sam. And due to unfortunate death, I moved to a different tax person, which was much better. Found all kinds of mistakes that the last one had done that I had no idea, but it was early enough he could go back and fix them. Mm-hmm. And he's an ex-IRS IRS agent.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So he has the knowledge and the connections, and he knows how to quickly fix things. But I didn't take any loans from COVID simply because I didn't have employees, so I didn't qualify for any loans.
Okay.
It harshly shut my business completely down mm-hmm. for about 18 months before I could start taking.
Jeez.
I had one customer, and I love to shout him out, Anderson mm-hmm. Windows, who rented at least one day a week, and they were the mm-hmm. only ones I could rent to. Well, that even approached us about taking at least one of the days. It was a little bit of money to help us. I did apply for some grants that we got, that I managed to get, but I didn't want to, even when things started changing, I wasn't sure I trusted the loan processes mm-hmm. and all the stuff of money coming out through the COVID. My husband's he's a skeptical person, so that part of me kind of came out. And mm-hmm. And so I didn't accept anything other than grants that I truly showed my balance sheets and so forth to mm-hmm. to be able to be earned. But anything I had to pay back, I refrained from, because I had 2 years in reserve. My landlord gave me a 20% discount for 6 of the months at least. It was better than
good.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I did things like tip batteries out of the clocks, just so I wasn't having an extra expense of $5 batteries when we came out on the other end.
Right.
We unplugged every refrigerator. Anything that was plugged into an outlet was unplugged. Mm-hmm. It may have been little minute things, but my thought process was I was doing due diligence to try to preserve what resources I did have and what resources I could get.
Yeah, so. No, every little bit helps. What is the best way, in closing, that anyone can get a hold of you and rent your event center?
Thank you
Absolutely. For
offering.
Yes.
So the best way would be on our website, thebeaconcenter.com. That will give you answers to there's probably 100% of your questions are there. And if not, I sure want to know about it because I have a wonderful creative director who keeps that up to date. And we have, you can reach out through the more information tab, inquire now. You can set up a tour of in person by clicking on that tab. And if you want to get more information on parties, just click on the packages tab. So everything is there. However, I will also take a phone call. That's 702-528-0477. So again, it's Becky Stonebarger with the Beacon Center, and it's 702-528-0477, thebeaconcenter.com.
Awesome, Becky. Once again, thank you so much for joining
us.
We really
appreciate
it.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And your this show will actually air on Friday at 3 p.m. That's the time that we actually always put them out, is Fridays at 3 p.m. And remember this beautiful studio. Call Andrea Michelle, okay? Her number, once again, is 702-296-6242. You can also be a podcaster. Why not? Goodbye. Adios. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Make sure that you comment, that you follow, that you put whatever you want in those comment sections. Tell me what you want to see. What do you want to hear? Who do you want me to bring on the show? What type of celebrities do you want on this show, huh? What do you want us to cover? There's a lot of bills going on right now. What do you guys want us to help you pass?